This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. I'm in a bit of pain today. Did one bike ride this week, and it was today, and it was torturous. But hey, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. There has been a lot of, melting down over the Paris Accords. Let me see if I can get this thing to load. This was an exchange from,
Ken Acosta. When NASA says that 95% of the experts in this area around the world believe that the Earth is warming, and you are up there throwing out information that says, well, maybe this is being exaggerated and so forth, and you're talking about climate exaggerators. It just seems to a lot of people around the world that you and the president are just denying the reality. And the reality of the situation is that climate change is happening, and it is a significant...
He knows that because he read it.
Let me say this, and I've said it in the confirmation process, and I said it yesterday. We have done a tremendous amount as a country to achieve reductions in CO2. And we have done that through technology and innovation. We will continue to do that. We will continue to stay engaged. We are a part, as you know, of the UNFCCC. And that process encourages voices by subnational groups and by countries across the globe. And we are going to stay engaged and try to work through agreements and achieve outcomes that put America's interest first. This is not a message to anyone in the world that America is somewhat should be apologetic of its CO2 position. We are actually making tremendous advances. We're just not going to agree to frameworks and agreements that put us at an economic disadvantage and hurt citizens across this country. Yes, sir.
Are they a little worried that you're putting your head in the sand?
Well, there's no evidence of that. Yes, sir.
None. No evidence of that. All of these companies that are out there. See, there's a school of thought that thinks that in the Paris Accords, if we were to pursue it, all the way, the way they want us to do it, which the whole way this is set up is that we have to reduce our carbon emissions by 20-some-odd percent. China doesn't. India doesn't. Russia doesn't. We have to. Here in these United States, it is thought that this would cost around 6 million jobs. 6 million jobs. That's more people than live in the state that I'm living in right now. Many big companies are disappointed that Trump is pulling out of the Paris Global Warming Agreement. Here's the thing with this. This is all unproven. This is all based upon some theory and some models, all of which, for the most part, have failed. Right now, New York is supposed to be a water park, as is all of Florida. That hasn't turned out, to be the same as it is. And given this unproven nature of this, this is the same thing as Trump standing up saying, well, I won't be taking a seat on the Jedi Council. But these big companies are acting outraged, even though if he had enforced the agreement, They, as big users of fossil fuels, would have been the first to feel the pinch of energy taxes meant to punish people and companies who caused global warming. Like Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla and SpaceX, he said he would leave an advisory council for Mr. Trump. Am departing presidential councils. Climate change is real. If he's so worried about climate change, why is he in the business that burns tens of thousands of gallons of petroleum fuel in just a few seconds? Perhaps the only business on the planet that burns so much fossil fuel in such a short time. Then there is the great Jeff Immelt of GE. He said in a Twitter message, disappointed with today's decision on the Paris Agreement. Climate change is real. GE makes appliances. What do those appliances run on? Mark Zuckerberg, the chief executive of Facebook, wrote on his Facebook page, withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement is bad for the environment, bad for the economy, and it puts our children's future at risk. If it puts our children's future at risk, why does Mr. Sugar Mountain, which is what Zuckerberg means, have tens of thousands of servers running on fossil fuel energy so every one of us can be narcissistic? He also said, for our part, we're committed that every new data center we build will be powered by 100% renewable energy. Note that he says nothing about existing data centers. But if true, does that mean that Facebook pages powered by these new data centers will stop working at night and when it's not windy? Sundar Pichai, the chief executive of Google, said on Twitter, disappointed with today's decision. Google will keep working hard for a cleaner, more prosperous future for all. What powers the millions of servers that makes Google work? Sundar was born in India, an underdeveloped third world country, and now he has attained the peak of corporate power in America. He uses his microphone to try to deindustrialize America, so we will be poor as his home country. Maybe we should next remove toilets and toilet paper from 80% of the country. I'm anybody for that one? Brad Smith from Microsoft said in a statement that the company was disappointed with the decision. What does all of the Microsoft stuff run on? Then we get this. Amazon continues to support the Paris Climate Agreement and action on climate change. We believe that robust, clean energy and climate policies can support American competitiveness, innovation, and job growth. If Trump had taken the Paris Agreement seriously and started slapping energy taxes on businesses, what would Amazon, which uses a ton of energy for both its servers and its delivery system, have had to absorb the increase in costs? How would they have done it? Well, they would have raised prices. And what would that have done for competitiveness, innovation, and job growth? Andrew Salzberg, who oversees transportation policy and research at Uber, wrote on Medium, today's announcement from President Trump that the United States will not honor the agreement is a huge disappointment. I drove for Uber. I never filled up on the sun. I always had to go to a gas station. Shell Oil. Masochistic all the way. Our support for the hashtag Paris Agreement is well known. We will continue to do our part providing more and cleaner energy. They want to drive Shell out of business. It's like watching the Israelis who support a two-state solution. When the lamb lies down with the lion, the only thing that happens is that the lion eats it and he isn't tired. Companies have fiduciary duties to their shareholders. That means that they are required to look out first and foremost for their own financial survival. Advocating a policy that would harm themselves violates their fiduciary duties. Shareholders should maybe challenge them on that one and petition to have management removed. This is all unproven. This means nothing. All of this stuff that we're hearing is nothing. This is just a way to make things cost more and for the government to be in charge of a whole lot more of your life. I mean everything. Because look around you. I'm drinking coffee in a plastic mug. Petroleum. When we get back, the gun industry is about to be released from choke point. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you as you defend yourself, after you defend yourself.
Through the night.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The Obama administration perfected the use of weaponizing government agencies against political enemies. And one of their favorite things that they did was Operation Choke Point. This was just as insidious as the Tea Party targeting scandal from the IRS, because innocent victims couldn't escape the ramifications of their illegal action from the government. The Department of Justice utilized the banking industry to choke off the ability of certain, quote-unquote, fraudulent businesses in high-risk sectors to operate by cutting off their access to financial services. Businesses that were ill thought of or believed to operate as conduits for consumer exploitation were targeted as high risk. Think payment processors and payday lending operators, types of firms that are often accused of stiffing their hardworking customers through unfair business practices. That sounds like not a bad thing to do, right? Well, the criteria were set by the tastes and dictates of the president and hewed to his ideology without fail. And consequently, the gun industry was in the crosshairs, with many banking relationships suddenly cut off without notice or explanation. Gun control activists operating within the federal bureaucracy had the ability to drive illegitimate Second Amendment-affiliated companies, such as those selling guns and ammunition, to ground. American Spirit Arms, based in Arizona, was the recipient of rough treatment through its financial institution, Bank of America. The company's accounts and assets were frozen under suspicion that it was selling firearms online without conducting federally mandated background checks. Under close inspection, American Spirit Arms was found to be completely within the law. Every firearm bought online through its website was shipped to an FFL holder. Each FFL holder was then responsible for conducting the background check before completing the sale. That is the way it is done. That is the only way to do it. That also debunks the widely held leftist trope that any crazy guy can buy a gun online without having a background check. American Spirit Arms was just one firearm-related company victimized. There were others in Florida and Nevada. Also had assets frozen and accounts terminated without explanation. Sharing their plight on Facebook prompted thousands more impacted in the same way to speak out, garnering a ton of media attraction. The U.S. House of Representatives voted to defund the Operation Choke Point in February 2016, but the measure failed to clear the Senate. That should be throwing up question marks to everybody. Consequently, the remnants of its destructive powers remain available to activists within the government who are hell-bent on going beyond its original mandate by seeking to destroy three sectors of the private lending industry, third-party payment processors, payday lenders, and online lenders. Enter U.S. Representative Blaine Lutkemeyer from Montana. With his bill to end this abuse of government power through the Financial Institution Customer Protection Act. Since 2014, Lutkemeyer has been pushing to end Operation Choke Point and create needed reforms to prevent this type of illegal activity from happening again. The FICPA amends the Financial Institutions Reform, Recovery, and Enforcement Act of 1989 to ensure it can no longer be used to justify using the financial industry to destroy businesses certain government officials don't like. See, this is raising a lot of questions for me. Additional changes in language would change this to prevent further abuses. So if this becomes law, in order for a bank to terminate a customer's account, it would have to specify a quantifiable reason. There has to be a law broken or a crime committed. Financial institution would be required to provide the reasons in writing and refer directly to the laws being broken. The so-called reputational risk would not be enough to end a relationship. See, they're out there saying that these things, these businesses have a tendency to commit fraud. That's one of their things. Or that, you know, like American Spirit Arms, where they were accused of selling guns without a background check. Without pointing out and saying, you sold this gun without a background check. Lutkemeyer's bill is necessary to return the gun industry businesses to normalcy with the banking sector, as some banks have stopped transacting with 2A firms altogether. I cannot use Squared, which is, it's, you know, the thing where you go and you swipe it and it's on your iPhone or it's on your iPad. I can't use that because of the name of the show. Because of the name of the show. There's another Lock and Load Radio out there that is a, plays music. It makes me wonder how come the Department of Justice under Sessions has not just pulled this out and squashed it. But I guess they have to pass a law. So, while I'm thinking about it, in 2 days and 2 hours, the Nighthawk Agent 1, number one of 50, that auction will be over with. All the proceeds going to SOC F. 24 others have been assigned to people that got into the lottery for this. And they are about to be on their way. SOC F, for those of you that don't know, where is it? Special Operations Community Fund. Their mission is to connect people to the Special Operations Community via events and engagements. Funds generated from the events are donated to the best charitable organizations that support the Special Operations Community. This is veterans. They're taking a gun, and right now the bidding on this is up to $8,025. Although I expect to see this surge in the next 2 days, maybe in the last day, I would expect to see that surge in that moment. But all of that money is going to go to SOC F, and I've held number one, and it is a beautiful pistol. And if this is something you're interested in, go take a look at it. That's at gunbroker.com. Go take a look at that. If you want to get in on the bidding, this is the time to do it. Trust me on that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Again, coming back at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Objectively speaking, when I was before this last presidential race, I said to myself that the next president was going to be a Republican governor. I was thinking possibly Walker. I sort of like Cruz to a degree. There's a lot of those guys that were up there on the podium when there were 17 candidates. If you were to take them all and take their best attributes and get rid of everything else, we would have had one serious candidate. Of course, they all had issues. Everybody does, because they're human. Then, when I saw the way Trump was talking and when I saw the way he was handling these debates, and I realized that America was ready for a guy who just wanted to say what America wanted and didn't care what anybody else said, I knew he was going to win. I knew he was going to beat Clinton. But knowing even all of that, before I would get out there and grade the president, There's a lot of things I would have to consider very carefully, but I'll tell you one thing that he has done an incredible job of doing exactly what I hoped he would do in the chance that he defeated the Nagy Harridan and her core of gender indeterminate hipsters and coastal snobs and race hustlers, aspiring lib fascist media scum, and the wussy pseudo-conservatives terrified that a Hillary loss would mean people might expect them to do more than wear bow ties and go on NPR to prattle about Burke in their high-pitched nasal voices. Of this, there can be no serious debate. Donald Trump has done a truly outstanding job of not being Hillary Clinton. That's still, you know, that was my sole thing I was looking for. Nothing else matters in the end. It is enough that Trump foiled Pantsuit and her creepy scheme to subjugate forever the deplorable mass of normal people that she despises. The Obamacare repeal, tax reform, plus appointees of the quality of Gorsuch, Madison, McMaster, and his lower court appointments. The inexplicable and damn well better be corrected if Trump doesn't want a conservative rebellion omission of Justice Don Willett notwithstanding, are merely icing on the red velvet cake of Trump's not being Hillaryhood. The only thing that would keep me from giving him an A++ is that he has unforgivably failed to point towards his zipper and invite the leftist establishment and their panty-twisted Frito-Con houseboys to obstruct this. Of course, there have been challenges. But we have to be very careful not to look at what the media says and to very carefully consider that who's telling them to say what they're saying. And, of course, the always to be repeated by the Never Trumper Geek Chorus, that should never be confused with the actual problems that Trump causes himself. But here is the absolute brutal reality to everything. No matter what Trump does, he will always be evil, awful, criminal, and or treasonous. It doesn't matter if he does something good. It doesn't matter if Obama famously did the same thing or worse. It doesn't matter if it's an outright and obvious lie. It's never going to stop. The soft coup plotter's plan is to generate a constant barrage of bullshumor designed to eventually browbeat the weak-hearted among the GOP into going along with their impeachment scheme, as the first step on the road to the left retaking power and consolidating it so that we normals can never again have our voices heard. If you want to blame Trump for the phony controversy surrounding him, ask yourself, what actions could he take that would stop the leftist feeding frenzy? He could be like, you know, he could be kinder and gentler and act like the bigger man. That worked really good for George W., didn't it? No, it didn't. No. You fall into their trap when you buy into the characterization of Trump himself being responsible for what is an organized conspiracy to delegitimize him. That's what they want you to think. They want you to think that where there's smoke, there's fire. They want you to think that, gosh, Trump has to be doing something wrong if so many of these conventionally pretty TV people and the dying morning newspaper keep saying he's doing it. But it isn't true. It's nonsense. It's a fraud. It's a steaming pile of Harry Reid. Ask yourself this. If Trump did collude with the Russians, what would happen? He'd deny it. Trump has. He'd hit back. Trump has. And no evidence of actual wrongdoing would leak out after nearly a year of investigations, and none has, or even that wizened crone Dianne Feinstein and that gold standard of stupidity Maxine Waters have been forced to admit this. Now ask yourself this. If Trump did collude with the Russians, what would happen? Well, we'd see a zillion leaks about the damning evidence from the intelligence community, and currently unemployed nut job James Comey would have been pressing for indictments. And those things simply haven't happened. So the facts are perfectly in sync with these allegations not being true and utterly at odds with the allegations being true. So since the leftists believe in science and evidence and stuff, I guess there's only one rational, reasonable conclusion that we can draw. Trump is a treasonous traitor of treason, and he must be impeached and straightforward from here. Hillary must be sworn in, and that unicorn in my closet keeps watching me and judging me. Get out of my head. Now just watch how Robert Mueller, when he's going to become part of this conspiracy when he comes back with nothing on the president. The left will do a 180 on its attitude toward him even faster than they did toward Comey when that towering dork got canned. So there are things Trump can do better, like getting some appointments made of loyalists who share his vision. His loyalists have been shut out. The never-Trumpers have been invited in. Apparently their high principles lasted until Election Day when they finally accepted the fact that Jeb was never going to be the president of anything except his extensive stuffed bunny collection. Allowing his friends and conservatives who are not part of that little cabal to get shafted is a grave error. And it may haunt him. His embrace of enemies by giving them a chance to betray him will dishearten him and drive away the loyal. Why are Trump and every single White House rival of Rance Priebus getting trashed by leaks to Maggie Haberman and company at the New York Times, but never Rance? I guess none of those disloyal anonymous leakers ever says anything bad about Rance Priebus because he's so gosh darn squared away. Or maybe Rance lays in his bed every night on his tummy wearing a floral bathrobe with a One Direction poster on the wall, kicking his feet in the air and holding his pink rotary dial phone exclaiming, "Hey, Max, do I have some dish for you?" Trump needs to start rewarding loyalty while punishing disloyalty, do some house cleaning, and get himself a competent chief of staff who's focused on running the staff instead of running his mouth to the enemy. And otherwise, he needs to simply drive on. Every day Trump stays in office, that's another day that Hillary Clinton is not in office. This is a win for us. We need to keep focused on that and not worry about what the press says. That's how we elected him in the first place. We don't need him. Just remember that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Oh, yes, it is. Go check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Get on their email list, and you will find out. I mean, they have literally a dozen specials that come out during the week. Get on their email list and find out what those are. AmmunitionDepot.com. Do you like dogs? I like dogs. I have two. I've had many. When one of them passes away, it's always like a, you know, member of the family going. I monitor news reports, not with the utmost, you know. I'm not really diligent about it, but I try to do it regularly. For incidents involving concealed carries, usually with the hopes of discovering some sort of common theme for something I could put together for the show. And one thing that I've noticed, and, you know, I sort of stumbled across this. There's as many instances of defensive gun uses, if not more, that involve dog attacks rather than people attacking other people. Is it possible, then, that you're just as likely to use your gun to put down a dangerous dog rather than a dangerous human? If you're going to carry a gun in a concealed carry holster, it's something to consider. It seems to be a terrible shame if something like that is the case, because for me, dogs are generally more likable than most people. Sorry to say that way. But it does seem like it might be. One of the most effective ways to minimize your chances of a defensive encounter is geographical. And that usually in a few districts within those urban areas. Remember the 5%. Avoid those high crime areas, and your risk of being exposed to armed robbery and other violent crime is drastically reduced. Dogs, on the other hand, can be found in virtually any environment, and from urban to suburban to rural, people own dogs.
unless your nearest neighbors are very far away, indeed you aren't likely too far away from one. And a lot of things can turn a dog aggressive. Some dogs have a disposition towards aggression due to a number of factors. Some only become aggressive if presented with the right stimuli. In some instances, the owner is clearly at fault. In other instances, the owner may have had no idea whatsoever, you know. So some people might get into the pit bull debate at this point. But the truth is that plenty of animals get aggressive or dangerous regardless of the breed. All of my dogs are mutts. I've had one full-bred dog, which was a German Shepherd, and she was the protector of the family. But I have pound puppies now. I know people that have pit bulls that just think pit bulls are the greatest dogs out there. And it's all about the way they're raised. And I never hear of anything bad happening to them. So they're aggressive dogs out there of other breeds, which in a lot of ways seriously leads me to doubt that the breed plays the biggest part in this. I think it has more to do with a neglectful or a bad-tempered owner, and bad-tempered dogs seem to go hand-in-hand much more often than just because they're this breed or that breed. If you look, though, you would find that more than a half dozen instances exist where either a police officer or a concealed carry had to shoot an aggressive dog in the past month. And there have been instances of a dog being shot by officers in less than flattering circumstances, but these weren't those examples. For instance, an off-duty L.A. County Sheriff's deputy was walking his dog in Newhall, California on May 13th when his dog was attacked by a pit bull that managed to wrest itself free of its owner and was forced to, you know, sheriff's deputy shot him. Two recent instances occurred in Oregon, one in Williams near the California border and another in Portland. In the former instance, a man's horse was attacked by three loose dogs on May 11th, and two ran off after he fatally shot one animal. On the same day, according to Oregon Live, a white pit bull in southeast Portland had chased at least one woman, bit one man, and was starting to attack a group of children waiting at a school bus when it was shot by the police. On May 13th, a pit bull attacked two dogs that were on their morning walk with their owner. The man and a neighbor were unsuccessful in trying to break up the attack. The neighbor offered the man the use of his concealed carry gun, which fatally wounded the attacking animal. That was the third such pit bull incident inside a week. Another pit bull had to be shot in a similar manner the previous day of that incident. Another dog attack occurred on May 8th in Waco, Texas, according to the Waco Tribune, where an unidentified 23-year-old man was skateboarding and walking his dog when attacked by another dog. The man in question had a license to carry. He drew his pistol and killed the attacking dog, and so it goes. There are plenty of other examples that are out there of having to deal with dangerous animals, and such instances occur all the time. Now, generally, the rules of defending yourself against dogs or other animals are the same as against a person. You have to have no other choice but to shoot in order to save yourself, someone else, or your pets and or livestock. There are other statutes that come into play. Some jurisdictions, such as Oregon, allow for any animal off its owner's property attacking a person or their pets / livestock to be killed immediately, no questions asked. But it appears today, in the 21st century of America, that there's just as much a possibility that you would have to draw on a vicious animal as a vicious person. I know a couple of people that I respect. I mean, I really respect. And all they have are pit bulls. And they'll tell you, hey, listen, these dogs are going to treat you, they're going to act the way you treat them. And I've seen quite a few of them that just, you know, they walk on a leash. A lot of people around here where I live have pit bulls. I myself like a longer-haired dog, so that's why I've never had a pit bull. That's why I don't want a pit bull. Both of my dogs right now are, you know, the shortest-haired dog I've ever had was my German Shepherd. And she was not a short-haired dog at all, so. But that sort of bothers me to think about that, because with animals, Wild animals, that's one thing, but I mean dogs. Dogs are an extension in a lot of cases of the way their owner treats them, aren't they? So if there's a dog out there that gets loose, then and it's been mistreated, and then it attacks somebody, that's sort of like it's almost like a surrogate, isn't it, of that owner. That's the owner's bad behavior coming to roost somewhere else. I don't blame the animal for doing it. But I will deal with the animal for doing it. I just think that's a shame. Dogs. I've only ever had dogs. I've never had cats. And the idea that man's best friend can also be something that we shoot nearly as often in self-defense as, humans who are reasoning people. You know, humans reason. That bothers me a great deal. So, that makes it feel all egregious to me, quite. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Steve DeAngeli, Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. Talk about the stuff that is bothering them right now, and they're still working at the Colby case and some of these other things that are happening out there. And then in the third hour, we're going to look with Dr. Linda Lagerman, and it's been a while since I've had her on the show, but the suicides are beginning to bother me. Somebody that was on death's doorstep, and the fact that I clawed my way back. I would never voluntarily go down. I don't understand it. I'm trying to understand it. I don't know if I'm capable of it, but we're going to find out with Dr. Linda in the third hour, and that's all coming up. When we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.